We are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Hanoyde Min Acholov. Someone says he makes a neder, he's not going to drink milk. Mutar Bekum. He's allowed to eat or drink kum, which is the whey. That's the juice. If you let milk, fresh milk, sit, what happens is all the white stuff sinks to the bottom, and on top comes a more clearer juice. It's called kum. It's called whey. So luckily, if you ask yourself for milk, you mutar bekum. Rabbi Yosi Oyster. Rabbi Yosi holds that is also. We'll see in the Ran in the Gemara why. Minakum. If someone asks whey, then he's mutar bekum. He's allowed to drink milk. Again, according to the Tanakhama, milk and kum are two. Chalav and kum are two different things. Milk and whey are two different entities. Therefore, noydim lechalav mutar bekum. And minakum mutar bechalav. Rabbi Yosi Oyster, we have in our Girsa in the Reisha, and the Ran says that in the Brisa in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Oyster even the second case that if you say minakum, it's also bechalav. Abashal Eimer, hanoidim minagvina. Someone asks himself from cheese. Also ba be melucha utvela say salted cheese say tvela, which means not salted cheese. Either way, they're also in all cheese. Hanoidim minabasa. Someone says he's not going to eat any meat. Mutter b'roitev uvekipa. He's mutter in roitev and kipa. What's roitev is the gravy of the, it's like the juice, the gravy of the meat. Kipa is the meat pieces that land up on the bottom of a pot. Little pieces of meat, like cut up pieces of meat, like the little things that are stuck to the bottom, that's called kipa. So he's mutter in that, because when you say, I asked myself on basar, I mean basar mamash, I mean the actual meat. Not the leftovers, not the pieces that are stuck to the bottom, and not the roitev. Rabbi Yehuda Oyster, Yehuda holds it's also. Om Rabbi Yehuda, bring a raya to me. Some of the gears of Rabbi Yosi Oyster, but Om Rabbi Yehuda, bring a raya to that sheet of Osering. Maisa, there was a Maisa of Osling, Rabbi Tarfin, Beitz, and Josh Limoy. Rabbi Tarfin Osering, eggs that were cooked with the basa. We made an edda on the basa. And Rabbi Tarfin Osering, the eggs that were cooked with it. Om Roloi Kandav, yeah, it's true that story. But you know what the story there was? Amos Ives Manchu, Amar, Basa Zet Elai. There you said, this specific boss is also to me. If you make a neder from a certain item, and it's arev ba'achar, and got mixed up with something else, im yesh boy benois in tam, oyser. If it gives tam in that, it's also. For example, here you had eggs, and basar fell in, and it was basar ze'elah, you asked this specific basar. So the halacha is, if you have the tam of that basar, which means it's less than shishim, it's not bottle of shishim, then you have a tam basar. If you have a tam basar, so then you can't eat the bayim, because the basar becomes a chefza shel yisura, and therefore the eggs have a tam basar, and I can't eat it. Masha enkein, if you just ask a basar stam, then it's mutter. I can ask me, what's the difference? When I ask a basar, it's also a chefza shel yisura. The teretz is, that when I ask a basar, I mean to say, I'm not going to eat basar. And in my head, it means meat. It doesn't mean tam of meat. It doesn't mean taste of meat. And even though the meat is really also, so the tam is part of that meat, but I have a koyach to magdir my iser only to meat, and not to anything more than that. When I say this bas is also, this bas becomes chefza shel yisura. So any part of bas that gets mixed up to anything else, and becomes also. So our mishnah says clearly that if bas gets mixed up in eggs, and the bas is also benada, aser is up to shishim, but if you have, let's say, 70 times this thing, it's not also, because it's not called noise and time. Anytime the Mishnah says, lost noise and time, it means within 60. Once you have 60, it's batal b'shishim, means there's no time. And then the Mishnah ends off with, hanoidim min ha'yayin, mutter v'tavshel sh'yesh v'tam yayin. If you ask the wine, you need to say wine mamish, and not a tavshel that has tam yayin. Omar koinim yayim, I'm taking out the word zeh because the Ran's not curious it. Omar koinim yayim shani toyim, I'm not going to taste any wine. V'nofal tavshel, and yes, v'nesh and tam, it is also. If it has tam, then the lach is also. Why? Because it has tam yayim. Now that's our Mishnah. Now the Ran over here, the big discussion in the Ran here is davosh yesh le'matirim. The Ran has a question. It's mashma over here that if I ask this basa, for example, this piece of basa, and it gets mixed up in eggs, the halacha is, if you can't taste the basa, which means more than 60, it's batal. And Frank Duran, we have an idea called dova sheyesh lematirim. Anything that could become mutter, the halacha is, afilu be'elef le'batal. It's not batal. So here you have basar, which is a neder, and a neder is called davar shesh lematirim. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to be shoyel on it. It's a mitzvah to go be matan neder. It says whoever makes a neder is kilu bana bama, and whoever keeps a neder is kilu makrav lav kabanas. So the mitzvah, when you make a neder, there's a mitzvah to be shoyel on the neder. So here it's a davar shesh lematirim, this basar, because I'm supposed to be matan neder on it. So therefore, it shouldn't be bottled, because any davar shesh lematirim is not bottled, like the Gemara says in Masechta Bei and other places in this Masechta also. We'll see later on that the davar shesh lematirim is not bottled. So what's going on in our Mishnah? Emphit the Rana, biggest side, which we pass Galach al-Maisa, is that the whole din davar shesh lematirim afilu be'elef le'batol is only by min b'minoi, only if it mixes into the same min. Which means, example, a basar falls into other pieces of basar, so then it'll aser, even if it's 1 to 1,000, it'll aser. Why? Because davar shesh lematirim. But if it falls into ena minoi, like eggs, then it goes with nois and tam. And that's as passing Shulchan Aruch to Zalacha. The whole din, davar shesh lematirim be'elef le'batol is only b'min b'minoi, not b'min b'shein b'minoi. So the question is, what's pshat in Shalacha? What's the beer, Adava? So Ran says, let me ask you a question. Why taka is davar shesh lematirim not batol? What's the beer, Adava? What's the hezbar, Adava? So he explains like this. It gives you a soid and bittul. He says that there's a machlokes about min b'minoi is a bottle or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds every min b'minoi is not bottle, and the Rabban holds every min b'minoi is bottle. What's the beer on machlokes? So he says the pasuk says v'lokach medam ha'par u'medam ha'sa'ir. It says you mixed up two dam together by Yom Kippur, and still says v'lokach medam ha'par from the par and medam ha'sa'ir. And the question is, the chayra is much more dam from an ox than from a sa'ir, than from a goat, much more. The chayra is a bottle, so it has a blibing dam apar dam asar. So if you learn that from that pasuk, that the reason is because min b'mina lay bottle. That's what Rudy learns. But the rabbanon and what's the beer? Because when things are the same, they're no bittle. Only you need an opposite to make a bittle. When things are the same, they're not bottle. He learns that from that pasuk. Things that are the same, not bottle. The Rabbanon agree that things that are the same, not bottle. But he says that everything go. What makes something the same is the iser connected a heter. That's opposites, and heter and heter are the same. He says v'lokach v'dam apar v'dam asar are both the same exact thing, and therefore there's not bottle because they're very similar, not because they're the same min, because they're heter by heter. So it means Rabbanon always go by heter to iser, and Rabbi Yehuda always goes min b'mina. So Zok the Ran, that the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda like this, that if the Isser is not so strong Isser, it's Yesh Lo Matirim, so then it's really Heter B'Heter a little bit, because the Isser is not so strong. So if it's Isser that's weak in Heter, and it's Mim B'Mina together, put that all together, they're very not opposite, and therefore they're not bottle. Because you need opposite to be bottle. So usually, even if the same min, they're bottle wide, because one's an Isser, one's a Heter. But when the Isser is very weak, it's Yesh Lematirim, so then the halacha will be is it's not going to be bottle, because they're not opposites. They're both the same min, and they're both a little bit Heter. Even the Isser has Heter to it. But when it's Ein Minoi, so then the Ein Minoi together with being Isser right now is enough that it should be bottle. That's the Bi'er Adava. Why? It's the difference between Mim Minoi and Mim Be'Ein Minoi. So bottom line is, for those that didn't get the whole Cheshvin, is that we had a kash in our Mishnah that it's Dovah Shesh Lematirim, so why is it bottle B'Shishim? Because it says Dafka Nois Tam is Aser. L'Chari Dis Basar is Yesh Lematirim Kod Zaneta. The answer is, Dovah Shesh Lematirim is only not bottle if it's Mim B'Minoi. Here it's Basar in eggs, and therefore it's Ein Minoi, and therefore will be bottle B'Shishim.